Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go to Liz Free 8 Navy here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Liz, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dom. Great to be on.
Well, Liz, you know, I thought there was some shot, but we had Mark Levin on. He had a better way for Republicans to go, and John Roberts jumps in. We don't even have a written opinion on this, even though it's clear to me, and you're a bigger lawyer than I ever aspire to be. It was clear that the state legislature gets to do election law. This is clearly out of bounds. So what's the repercussion now? What do you do in charge of making sure this gets counted fairly in Montgomery County?
Well, that's a great question. I spent the morning talking to our state chairman, Lawrence Tabus, and our new National Republican Committee man, Andy Riley. What do we do about this? I mean, listen, people have 50 days to vote by mail. The state has spent millions and millions and millions of dollars advertising. On every bus in Philadelphia, it says vote by mail, right? It's every time I log on to Google, there's a message, vote by mail, vote by mail. So it doesn't make it any sense whatsoever to extend this 3-day deadline when for 50 days,
right,
people have the opportunity to drop this. So the thing is, in a lot of ways, our hands are tied behind our backs because of this ruling, which isn't a ruling, right? So what happened was 4-4. You need 5 votes to take that up for the Supreme Court to grant the stay. So because it was deadlocked, there basically means there's no decision. So, but what it does to us is it leaves us with pretty much nothing to do to object to these ballots. If we object to a ballot that's missing a barcode, for example, we have to be able to show that this person dropped it after Election Day. How are we going to be able to do that? And if we file these lawsuits, they'll say it's frivolous, and they'll say that, you know, they'll try to get us sanctioned. So it's really tying our hands behind our backs. So what has to happen, Dom, is everybody that's listening to this call, to this show, we need to talk to every single voter. There are some people who won't turn out, right? There just will be. We have to convince people to vote our way and to go to the polls on Election Day.
Hey, Liz, let me tell you to that. I was waiting for you. I didn't say it yet because of how much I admire, and I knew you might say that. I never encourage people to vote. I know that seems strange because I think you know my motivation, though, which is this. If I have to beg you to vote, then maybe you shouldn't be voting. But I'm going to violate that because these are desperate times. The future of the country, DJ Luke, everybody else, your kids, and our vision of America is on the line. So I'm going to violate this time to say that's exactly the case because it is so clear what you're voting on here. But I wanted to go back and reassure listeners, you're, of course, going to be doing your best to scrutinize these ballots, et cetera, when they come in afterward. And we have to stop them, too, from taking in ballots after 5 p.m. I distrust that even.
Well, we're going to make sure that the satellite offices in Montgomery County are all closed. We're going to, you know, we're always pushing back with the elected Democrats who are running this election in Montgomery County. We're constantly pushing back. And I'll tell you something, too. Our Defend the Ballot initiative, we're at 250 volunteers. Right now, we're watching these drop boxes. We have over 10, you know, videos and photos of multiple ballot drops that have been turned over to the DA.
Well, wait a minute. Let's slow down on that. So you're saying already you have photos and videos at the drop boxes of 10 that are suspect potential ballot harvesting.
Yeah, where we have witnesses to multiple ballots being dropped, exactly. And that's illegal, period, end of story, no matter what. And even if you're just dropping off your spouse, and he could have been a Republican, who knows? But the point is, you're not allowed to drop multiple ballots. If you want to do multiple ballots, if you want to drop off a ballot for you and your spouse, go to the post office right now and drop it off. If you want to hand deliver it to any of the satellite offices, which is in the drop boxes, then you need to bring your spouse with you, and the two of you need to say, these are our ballots. It's the law. It's always been the law, and it needs to be upheld. And the reason why we have that is because to prevent the fraud that we've seen in Philadelphia and other places where people drop, you know, 10 ballots or two of ballots that aren't their own, they come back and drop two more and keep going and on and on. So, yeah, well, we do have, we absolutely have evidence of multiple ballot drops in Montgomery County. And as I said, we, there's a hotline that the DA's office has set up to detectives. We have license plates and descriptions and photos, exact time of when this happened. And we filed right to know requests with the county to see the videotapes. We filed a bunch of them on Friday of last week. We have yet to be given the videotapes, which is a bit concerning. And the fact that we did have to file the right to know request is a bit concerning. I would have thought that they would have wanted to jump on any of this electioneering right away. But so far, no, we haven't seen the videotapes. Again, though, the detectives are they say that they're on it.
And Liz, what this underlines is this, and it's the Supreme Court case. I don't know if you read it. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, all this nonsense of emergencies. We can't vote in person. We have to extend to October 22nd when you can mail in your ballot or maybe even beyond. It all shows a system that is rife with concern, particularly in this heated of an election. Even if these 10 are not corrupt, where do people not know that you can't do this stuff? You just can't.
And there's a big sign on these. There's a sign right on the box. You may only vote your own ballot, but people still try to drop more. You know, and I have to say, you know, given the fact that the millions and millions of dollars that have been spent by the state to tell voters that they can vote by mail for months, right? And the ease with which they can do it by dropping out at a satellite office, a drop box, the county courthouse, to extend this 3-day deadline doesn't make a lot of sense because everyone's had so much time to do this. And you have an election day. Let's think about on election day. Let's say you fit in a traffic jam and you show up at 8:03. Guess what? You're out of luck. You're out of luck. You don't get to say, hey, I got stuck. There's a car accident in front of me. I can't vote.
Right. Let me give you the argument on the other side that we always hear. They always say what you and I are talking about now is suppression of the vote. What difference does it make if they voted 8:03 or 8:05 or 8:10? What do you say?
What we're trying to do is protect against voter fraud. So there has to be rules in place. And in order to protect against voter fraud, people have to follow the rules. And there just has to be rules, right? If there are no rules and we say anybody can vote till, you know, for 3 days after and you can vote till 8:30, then we're ripe for people literally harvesting ballots and dropping them in, right? Into ballot boxes, doing whatever. So there's a reason why there are rules in place. And I'll tell you something, this United States Supreme Court, you know, lack of action as opposed to, you know, filing a brief, the lack of action here, 4-4, shows the importance of why we need another judge there right now. We are going to have, I believe, lots of other lawsuits that are going to go up to the United States Supreme Court, and we can't have 4-4. You just can't. You have to have somebody in there who's going to be the tiebreaker so we don't have this kind of, you know, limbo land.
And I hope Amy Coney Barrett, she hasn't given us the tell, maybe she couldn't, but she should not recuse herself from this. This is fresh stuff. She's a new justice. She's not in there just for Trump. She's been through all this. If election issues come up before her, she ought to rule on them as she ought to rule on anything else.
I absolutely agree.
Well, Liz,
I'm always pushing for volunteers. We can take, we got to cover all of our polling places. So anybody, MontgomeryCountyGOP.com, look us up, call us. We would love to have your help.
Yeah, well, 250, good for you. I'm so thrilled by that we played a small part in this. And we want more when people hear what you're doing. That's impressive to make sure every vote is legit. But crunch time is going to come even after Election Day. Now, what are Montgomery County, one of the most affluent, educated counties, telling you, Liz, about on Election Day? When will they start the mail-in ballot counting? Will it be right at 8 p.m. and for how long?
So they're going to start 7 a.m. on Election Day.
Ah.
And that's where I'm going to be. We've recruited about 20-some lawyers to help us but they are going to start 7 a.m. and they're going to go through the night. So we need people to be there through the night, and it's going to take several days. So that's another place. Any lawyers listening, we need them. And every other county in the Southeast is going to have that issue. So please reach out. We're going to need eyes.
Yeah, 7 a.m. on Election Day. Maybe that's a good compromise. I know you didn't like before opening them before and all that stuff for the word to leak out and it depresses the vote. But 7 a.m. on Election Day, start counting then. I think that's a good compromise.
Yeah, and they also bought more scanners, right? So you're going to have, there'll be more scanners than they had in the primary. It took them 17 days to count. But not all these other counties, like even I believe Allegheny County was able to count much faster because they had better and faster scanners. So I'm told this time that Montgomery County invested in faster or more of these fast scanners.
Okay.
So it should be faster than 17 days.
Well, whatever happens, I got to tell you how impressive this is, what you're doing in Montgomery County. And I have hope. We've had the others on here. Liz, are you able to get poll watchers, or what are you doing in these satellite offices out of Montgomery County?
We're not allowed to have any watchers in these satellite offices. The governor has said no watchers, and that's still under litigation. But at this point, even if we win that case, we will have missed weeks of opportunities to watch those satellite offices.
And the bottom line to me is this. If they want us to believe everything is fine, why would you insist that these are election officers, not treat them where I vote, it's a polling place, and allow the minority party or both parties to have a poll watcher there that can't say anything but just watch what's going on, just like on Election Day? That way everybody would be comfortable with these places.
I agree 100%. I mean, listen, either it's a public place where people can watch, or it's a polling place where you have to follow watching rules and get a watcher certificate. Either one of those, that's where it is. It's either one of those. So to be able to tell us that you're not allowed to watch where voting is taking place is a complete violation of the law. I think we're going to win that one eventually. It's just it will be too late to have an impact.
Exactly. Where's the website to go? People can Google Montgomery County GOP, but where should they go?
Montgomery County GOP, there's a volunteer. Just click on the volunteer button or call our office, either one. We've got lots of people there working.
Okay. Well, Liz, thank you very, very much. Thanks for the time today.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.